So the question I have is, did social media actually start the downfall of SVB? Was Silicon Valley Bank taken down by the Twitter people on Twitter, spreading rumor that the bank was insolvent? I'm curious. This is an ABC News article. I don't really trust mainstream media news, but I will go with any news outlet I can.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Because, I don't know. Anyway, Twitter-fueled bank run. I'm starting to sound like Michael Saylor. How social media helped bring down Silicon Valley. Fuck. Okay, anyway. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, the second largest... The second largest banking... Biggest bank failure in U.S. history took place over less than 48 hours ago. I'm just reading through this. By the way, let's see. Consumers withdrew $42 billion. This is an ABC. This is on ABC? Yeah, it's an ABC article. I have the hiccups really bad. Nearly a quarter of the bank's total deposits within a single day of the week. Last week, a speedy bank run has raised questions about the fragility of financial institutions in a digital environment marked by easy cash withdrawals and the spread of information on social media and other spaces online, where panic among a few can grow into a stampede for the exit. Such a possibility, known as the digital bank run, heightens the risk of a sudden widespread cash withdrawal, especially among a group of depositors who share an industry and social ties. Like the depositors in Silicon Valley Bank, experts told ABC News. The group of depositors in Silicon Valley Bank was made up of a relatively small set of venture capital firms, tech startups, and other large investors. This will probably be my last video of the night. After a woeful financial report last Wednesday set off concern, some of the depositors discussed their reactions in WhatsApp in Slack groups devoted to startups, the Wall Street Journal reported. Michael Burry, an investor best known for predicting the subprime mortgage crisis in 2008, warned in a now-deleted tweet, "It is possible today we found our Enron." On Thursday, shares of Silicon Valley Bank fell 60% in response to concern about the bank's distressed financial position. By the early afternoon, the sudden decline of the bank took over online discussions among startup founders, according to entrepreneur Alexander Toringra. All of my chats with tech founders in the U.S. light on fire. What's happening? Toringra recounted on Twitter. Obviously, we have a bank run off. Surreal. Founders Fund, a venture capital led by billionaire investor Peter Thiel, lately drew all of its deposits that day, Bloomberg reported. Since the bank is FDIC insured, depositors were guaranteed protection for up to $250,000 in funds for different types of accounts held in the event of a collapse. However, many depositors in Silicon Valley Bank held accounts that far exceeded $250,000, raising the stakes for those who failed to remove their funds before a potential bank failure. Because information comes out faster, you get the information in real time. It's widespread and it leads people to take action. Campbell Harvey, a finance professor at Duke University, told ABC News, if you're the first group out, you get 100% of your money, and if you're the last group out, you potentially get zero. Hillary Allen, a professor at the American University Washington College of Law, who studies banking regulation, said that the relatively small and tight-knit community of bank depositors helped accelerate the downfall. Let's see. Yeah, this whole situation's, like, freaking crazy. Like, this is pretty freaking wild, man. So what's my conclusion? Well, my conclusion's pretty freaking simple at this point. What I've been able to note, what I've been able to at least understand about this whole situation, this whole fiasco, is I have too many hiccups right now. I keep hiccuping. It's fucking ridiculous. It's pretty easy to start a digital bank run in today's era, but most banks should be able to have at least quite a bit of money on hand for any depositors who want to take out money. That's all there is to it. I think if you all take out money at once, I think it's stupid. Most of my money doesn't stay in the bank. Most of my money goes straight into assets. We're talking about, like, into brokerage accounts, which is way different, by the way. Brokerage accounts, man, I'm all about just getting in my stocks, buy and hold for the long term, except dividends, and then usually put those in the bank if I need money. But yeah, at this point, man, I don't go through any shitty bank. I go through banks that I trust and that I think will be around for the long term. A bank that I go through has minimal risk, and it's not like some crazy tech startup company. But yeah, I don't know. I think that this is a, I don't think it'll be a one-off incident. There may be other banks that fail because too many of them were investing in tech startups or thought Bitcoin was an investment, stuff like that. So a lot of Michael Saylors out there thinking that Bitcoin's an investment when it's really not, but it's okay. Anyway, later, everybody.